Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama Seven. I am so excited to be here at day one. This is day one of this 2020 fast. It is going to be an absolutely awesome fast time. My helpers are already hard at work, getting things in place. You know, you should have gotten your text this morning. And then I got a couple other texts. Well, do I have to wake up this early morning to get the phone call? No, it's not necessary. But I am suggesting that you listen to it at least once in a day. And that's because this journey is not easy. You know, this is a process. Don't think we're just going to wake up and fast and everything's going to be perfect and we're going to be able to move past some of these bad habits that we've been picking up and everything else like that. It's really going to take some energy and some effort. So this is why I came up with this idea that we're going to try to get everybody together in the morning, have the text sent to you, you know, try to get the prayer sent to you, trying to get as much information at your fingertips. Everyone should have been in contact or will be in contact with their fast buddy today. Don't overthink the fast buddy thing. You know, let's just flow with it. Text, you know, some people have hectic schedule. Some people are just waiting at home, not doing anything. So they're going to really need the encouragement. I woke up today in a reflective mindset, and I was sharing that today is Talib's first fast, meaning that my baby is fasting. You know, this is a real milestone for my household. And so I am so incredibly excited and proud, proud mama moment. And, you know, I know what it's like to do that first fast. And so he'll be getting lots of encouragement. And this shelter in place was just the perfect setup for us to start this. So just like I said, there's going to be some good things that come out of the shelter in place. If I had to say one, this is my one. But, you know, as we really, really spend this time getting focused, I really want everyone to understand that this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to expand our spiritual knowledge. I started my studying yesterday. You know, my study buddy was like, okay, this is what we got to get done. And so me and my study buddy, we working it out, trying to make things happen, trying to go deeper in our studies. If you need a study buddy, if you're trying to learn a particular prayer or anything like that, let us know. You know, this is how we're going to get past this together. And of course, you know, the more we have working on this, the stronger that we get. For those that are doing a complete fast, hopefully you've eaten already. that sun was up, and it is up, and that's why I had the call at 7:30. So this gives everybody an opportunity to get their food in, get their initial prayers in. Let's start the day as pumped up as we can get, as strong as we can get. I had to turn that bagel down this morning, so I already feel like I already got one victory in my pocket. So, you know, day one, two, and three are the hardest. All those veteran fasters out there will tell you, if you can get past this portion, you got this. You got this. Day four, you're going to wake up, and your body will already understand. So I am super excited about day one, which leads to two. And sometimes in this microwave society, we have to get okay with the leading. We have to get okay with the process. sometimes we want to wake up and already be there. I am planning on needing, wanting, and ready for a miracle in my life, personally. This devotion is so personal to me, and it should be personal to everybody. By the time this day here is over, if you don't already have your goals, the things you want, the things you're working for, the things you're working on, I'm going to tell you to call me. Let's have a conversation. So let's talk about what we're doing this for. Outside of obedience and outside of regulating your body, outside of those very obvious things, why are we here? What are we doing this for? Why are we even working on this relationship with God? You know, we need to know these things, and they need to be very, very present in our mind, in our hearts, in our energies, so that on those times when we do get a little peckish or a little irritable or whatever, that you're able to really easily pull on, I'm doing this for this reason. So, you know, let's be clear about what we're doing and why. One of the things that we're working on is increasing our relationship with God, and we do that through, of course, prayer and meditation, journaling, and the fast. But we're going through this prayer portion, and each day we'll have a concept, a thought, something that we need to be working on. And today's concept, thought, thing we're working on is steadfastness. Steadfastness, this is where we are working on. Steadfastness is firm belief and determination or adherence to a course, okay? And the order of the words that came and everything, this was the original devotion. These were the things that God said, okay, this is what you're going to need to get through this. Okay, and the first word was steadfastness, and I completely understood the why on that. Without the steadfastness, without knowing what you're doing and why you're doing, without knowing the miracle you're looking for, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to think that this is something I just got to do on Wednesday. It's easy to hide yourself and hide the little things you do that you know are not correct, you know. And so that steadfastness, especially in the beginning, is going to be needed in order to help to get us through this, okay? And getting to the other side of these 29 days, that's the goal. We're trying to survive. We're trying to do it in the best energy. We're trying to add to our spiritual studies, prayers, get you your study buddy. Begin to expand yourself. Push yourself a little bit. So steadfastness is an absolute necessary to continue in this commitment in the right energy, because obligation alone is not going to do it. There has to be something within you that drives you to get this complete. And you need to know what that is today, okay? The show, the morning programs are not long. They're here to wake you up. They're here to get some prayers in place. They're here to, you know, just be that little extra voice, that extra piece of encouragement that you need, that we all need to get through this, okay? So when creating this understanding, this devotion, the prayer, this is one of King David's, and he prayed, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And I understood, I still understand that. I'm still learning what it's like to be renewed, especially for our veterans, that sometimes we get into that energy, that spirit, that been there, done that, I already know the answer. We have to move past that in our life. We have to allow God to really be renewed within us. I'm so incredibly happy that I started my studies, that I'm continuing my studies, that I have elicited help in my studies. And so and it's really taking me to a place that I hadn't been in, you know, 10 years, whatever. And so I'm very, very happy about this renewed desire to learn and coming from a different angle as well. So it's very important that we do that, because when you are renewed, there is a different hunger for what you're thriving for. You know, when we go to the water, and we'll talk about the water later, but when we go to the water for our cleansing, for our baptism, for our naming ceremonies, when we go and become renewed, become refreshed, become almost another person, there is a peace and a calm. But also for me and for us other fire people, there's a hunger for new energy. There's a hunger for new knowledge. There's a hunger for, you know, new connections. You know, there's a newness there. It's almost in a honeymoon, you know, courting type of energy. So it's very important that we walk into this fast with all of those things up, excited, new. Don't drag your feet. I was talking to a sister last night about, look, you got to do it with the right energy. This is about energy, you know. This is about putting your best foot forward. Don't forget all of this energy, all this work, all this everything we're going to put in the box, put a bow on it, and we're giving this to God. So we have to make sure that it is the best of the best. You know, when that question comes, did you do your best? You should be able to say yes. And if you can't, then that means we got to try harder. We got to go back, try harder, try again. Let's make this thing work. So as your day goes by, we found last year that each one of these days, as your day goes by, as you go to work, school, whatever your day allows for, you will get tested in steadfastness. And seeing how it's a firm belief, expect for that belief to get questioned. Expect for your understanding of this belief to be questioned. And that means you're going to have to be what the Christians would say, convicted in your work and in your understanding of your work. God gives us each different works, ministries, missions, because, and no one's going to understand your mission because God did not give it to them. God gave it to you. And so there's something within you that this particular mission resonates with. And so that's what we're trying to do, is create new understandings, new ideas. And so I really want to encourage everybody, make sure you have your why written down. Make sure you know the miracle that you're looking for. Now, usually when I'm looking for something, I'm like, oh, God, I sure would be happy with just a little piece of this. And God just totally douses me with everything that I could have imagined, plus things I couldn't even dream of. And so, you know, don't forget, I started this devotion, you know, praying for 20 people, and right now we're at 35, I think 36 coming up this morning. So that's almost double what I asked for. And so, you know, that's just God showing me, look, you can handle more, you know what I'm saying? You're organized. You got this. You got your pillars in place. You got this. So, you know, make sure you know what your why is. Make sure you know what your words of encouragement are. Make sure you know when you look into the mirror what this is about and what you need to bring about in your life. and God is going to see it the rest of the way. All you really got to do is lift up one foot. God's going to carry the rest of the way. So, you know, let's really work on that. And make sure one of your goals for this time period is increasing your prayers. We really, really, this is our way of communicating. And I love the heartfelt prayers, the prayers from our heart that talk about our thoughts, our feelings, our day. Those are beautiful. But everyone needs to have a reference. Where are you coming from? You know, whether it be Christianity, Islam, Judaism, I don't care what it is. But everyone needs a place, a reference to come from. Everyone needs words within their spirit that's going to help them to help their spirit connect with their ancestral spirit and be able to pull that energy forward, okay? So please allow one of your goals to be to learn a new prayer or to freshen up or sharpen on some prayers that you've already started and everything else like that. This needs to be personal. And don't forget, we're going to put that big bow on it at the end of our 30 days, and we're going to be making this gift to God. So, like I said, try hard. Try everything. Make sure you're putting that effort in. Earn that sleep. Earn your sleep. Earn your food. You know, really go about, you know, your day as if, you know, this was something that God was going to use to model for the next 1,000 years. You know, you never know when God is going to be looking for an example to show the rest of the flock. So let's go ahead and put all the energy in that we can. These morning prayers are not long. They're not meant to go forever and ever. I really want to just spend the time giving you a piece of encouragement. Like me and Sister Makita, we have our afternoon prayer sessions because we need it in the middle of the day. You know, this is going to be a praying 30 days. But like I said, I've seen the miracles come through. So I don't hesitate to put the words up. Let's work on our actions, our language. Let's work on staying away from those things that keep us away from God. Let's get closer to those things that bring us closer to God. You know, everyone kind of knows in their own heart what they need to be working on. So, you know, I've given a list of a couple of things, but you know, everybody knows. So please work on that. So I'm going to say quick prayers, heading out, and then I'm going to be speaking to just about everybody. Well, I'm going to see, but you'll hear from me before the weekend is out. I want to have that close connection. I want to be able to know exactly what's going on. I was asked to create a closed Facebook group, and I thought that was kind of cute. And everybody, we could go there and kind of chat it up and everything. So whichever helper sent you the morning blast, send them back your Facebook name, and if you want to be part of the closed Facebook group. And we'll be there trying to chopping it up a little bit too, trying to stay close together as we go and battle through this devotion spirit and really let it be what it can be, okay? All right, so I'm just going to be ending in prayer. These are my prayers. This is part of how I start my day. And part of the transparency that is myself, I just want to share them. So these prayers are also in our devotion book, and they're in, a good bit of them can be found in the handy notebook of prayers. So hopefully everyone has these two books. If you don't, contact me so I can get them out this weekend, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time. I'm going to get to the prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa bil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm amadeen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Adina sirata al-mustaqeem. Sirata adina al-amsa alayhim. Guide real makdubi alayhim with a dole lean. Ameen. And then, of course, my favorite, the Lord Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.